You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up, a lithium deal sparks interest in the sector. Will China stimulate the economy even more? And we preview tonight's all-important US inflation report. That's all next. It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Thursday, the 10th of October 2024. Straight to the Australian share market now, which rose 0.4% on the S&P ASX 200 to 8,223. That says Rio Tinto's $10 billion buy of Arcadium Lithium, which it announced after the markets closed yesterday, sparked a lot of interest in the sector today, with lithium stocks really driving the share market. For more about that, and what else is driving shares? I spoke with Julia Lee, the head of client coverage at FTSE Russell. Julia, international factors are really driving the market at the moment. So can we start with China, right? Lots of stimulus measures coming through over the past few weeks. Some, though, are unconvinced that it will help push the economy to its 5% target, the government's 5% target. What do you make of it? And do you expect more stimulus to come still?
We have seen the most stimulus from China since COVID-19. So that's expected to help underpin its growth targets for this year. But I think what the market is hoping is for some more support. Now, we did see some of the measures coming into force today, the 500 billion yuan swap facility, which is designed to support the stock market, has come into force today. So this allows firms like security firms, as well as insurance companies and fund companies to be able to use collateral like their shares or ETFs to be able to convert that into more liquid investments and hopefully invest back into the market. So that's been good news in terms of the market. We are seeing a positive response by the market today as well. But of course, that positive lead from Wall Street also helping the not only the markets around the region, but the Australian market as well.
Okay, so you mentioned the US there at the end. US inflation numbers are out later tonight. We get the next FOMC meeting on interest rates this time next month. Do you think its economy is still on track for some more interest rate cuts? And what does it mean for investors?
Pretty amazing. The non-farm payroll numbers that we saw on Friday, which were pointing to a much stronger US jobs market, means that US interest rates are back in focus and at the top of mind for investors. Now, the inflation print that we get out tonight will be especially important. The expectation is for inflation to be at 3.2%. But of course, if we see that hotter than usual combined together with that jobs report, that's going to be put a bit of a spanner in the works on interest rate expectations coming from the US. At the moment, the market's pricing in an 80% chance of a 25 basis point cut by November. But of course, a lot hinges in terms of the inflation outlook, especially given that very strong jobs number that came out last Friday.
I guess the other major influence is that of oil prices, and acknowledging the humanitarian impact, does the conflict in the Middle East concern you in terms of an investments perspective?
When we have a look at the oil price, I think there's three things that are controlling the oil price at the moment. First of all, we're in a world where growth is likely to be slowing down. So the demand profile for oil is a little bit weaker than what we've seen in previous years. Secondly, as you mentioned, the Middle Eastern conflict, this is stirring up perceptions that perhaps there could be supply disruptions, and that's also impacting in terms of the pricing of oil, as well as the risk of oil prices moving higher. And then thirdly is more of a short-term effect, but once again, from a humanitarian perspective, a pretty devastating one. And the hurricanes in Florida has seen a sudden spike in terms of demand as well. So those are the three factors that we're watching at the moment. We have seen oil prices last week having an exceptional week. This week, we're seeing a bit more stabilization, but really what we're watching is not only the demand side, but also the potential supply disruptions that could come from an ongoing Middle Eastern conflict.
Okay, locally, I think one of the big stories is that of Rio Tinto's near $10 billion buy of Arcadium Lithium. It really has shot up lithium stocks in this today on the share market. What do you think that kind of a big purchase from such a big player like Rio means for the lithium sector? Does it mean that it's back on the way up? Because it's been in a bit of the doldrums lately.
Wouldn't it be nice if it gave a little bit of fire to the lithium space, which has been a very difficult space for investors to be over the last few years? I mean, if we have a look at lithium, the main problem has been that there's plenty of supply coming online, and that's still the case in 2025 as well as 2026. Of course, what that does to prices is it depresses prices. When we see big M&A events, merger and acquisition events like Rio Tinto, what it does is it lifts valuations in this space because the lens that you look at other lithium companies is increased in terms of the multiples paid. But for longer term positive sentiment to return to the market, you really need the fundamentals to shift. And when you're looking at the fundamentals of a commodity, it is really all about supply and demand. And unfortunately, at the moment, it's the supply side and more lithium coming online in 2025 and 2026, which is likely to be the major challenge in this space.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
I think it's a pretty exciting time for markets. The markets were forecast to have a bit more of a slowdown as economic growth slowed, but what we have seen is a lot more of an optimistic economic picture coming out of the US and also stimulus coming out of China. So for investors, I think it's looking risk on this week at the moment, and I guess it really depends on the economic outlook. But I guess as we go through the recovery phase of the economic cycle, if we have a look at what traditionally has outperformed in terms of factors, generally at the recovery stage of the economic cycle, you start to see value coming into focus as well as small caps. And we're certainly seeing that on the market today, where the small ordinaries is outperforming the general market as well as the ASX 20.
That is Julia Lee there from FTSE Russell.
This SBS On The Money stream is provided for informational purposes only. The content in this stream should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.